Hello and welcome to the Henrietta Christian Fellowship Podcast. The notes for the sermons featured here can be found at our website, henriettacf.org. Also, on Android or iOS mobile devices, you can find them on the YouVersion app. Just click on Search for Live Events and enter our zip code 14543. Without further ado, here's this week's sermon.
Just as a fountain of life. You know, there's a lot that Jesus did to provide for our salvation. And without that, I mean, what else do we have? All right? But if you miss this, you've missed a lot, which is that there were things that Jesus did that provided for our salvation that also provided for a lot in our lives. All right? That, you know, the water of life, you know, all these different analogies that you hear used to express what Jesus did for us. You have to understand that, you know, when you know, we're ambassadors for Christ, you know, all these different things that you hear, right? You know, that these are things that say that there's something that was planted in us when we were saved. When we were born again, when we received Jesus Christ into our hearts, there was something that was planted in us that's supposed to come out like a fountain. Right? And Jesus, you know, he gave an invitation, in fact, in John 7, 37 through 39, says, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Is that you? Are you thirsty? He says, come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, he'll be saved. Ah, no, that isn't what he said. He goes on to say, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. So along with the salvation that you received, you have to understand, you received a blessing that God intended to just pour out through you. All right, he decided to pour this out through you. And, you know, that invitation goes all the way to the end of time. All right, in Revelation chapter 22, you know, reporting on the end of it all, says the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty, says, come. Let the one who wishes to take the water of life take it without cost. All right, and this water, it represented life, you know, that you know, this thing that God gave to us, this mouth, this ability to speak, you know. I mean, I've had fish, I've had dog. I taught a dog to say three words, you know. I mean, but it couldn't talk, okay. I mean, my mother came home and the dog said hello and she said, did the dog just say hello? I said, yeah, it did. Anyways, but, you know, but we have this ability to bless with the word of our mouth. The dog never had the ability to bless with the word of its mouth, you know, but we do. You know, because the mouth of the righteous is supposed to be a fountain of life, okay? It's just supposed to pour forth, okay? And, you know, the Proverbs 18:4 says, the words of a man's mouth are deep waters. The fountain of wisdom is a bubbling brook. Is that what we are? You know, are you a spring of water? You know, and to be this spring of water, it's a relational condition that he says before us, come. Come and receive. And then be willing to pour forth, because you don't want to be a bucket, you want to be a vessel, all right? You want to be a pipeline, all right? God pours in and you pour out, all right? You don't want to just contain and keep it, all right? That you know, Isaiah 41:18 says, "I will open the rivers on the bare heights and springs in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land fountains of water." The God of the unexpected, you don't expect to find these things in these places, but He said, "In you, I'll do it." I will cause you to be these things. And he did it, actually, you know, he brought water out of rocks, all right? You may say, well, I'm a little stony. I don't know if God can use me that way. God can use you that way, all right? He even brings water forth from stones. I'm going to move forward a little quick here, all right? And it says here in Psalm 87, the Lord will count when he registers the peoples. This one was born there, meaning Jerusalem. Then those who sing, as well as those who play the flutes, shall say, all of my springs of joy are in you. And this is key. You know, you need to really just grasp this. That, see, that's what God calls us to. You know, for all the things, you know, I mean, we are constantly bombarded with information, all kinds of stuff coming from one direction and another, right? And, you know, and the tendency to be affected by that and to repeat those things. But, you know, what's the spring that feeds your heart? What is the spring that feeds your mouth? You know, so that those are the things that are coming forth from you. When you get in the long line, I always tell people I should have the T-shirt made. If you're standing in line behind me, you're in the wrong line, all right? Because it will be the slowest line in the whole store. You know, but why? Because I get opportunities to be a fountain in those situations, to be able to be somebody that blesses in those situations. And so Isaiah 12:3 says, you will joyously draw from the water of the springs of salvation, all right? And generally in the scriptures, you know, this water, it's just this blessing, you know, and you can read the details there a little bit later if you'd like. But there's this mistake that God's people make. And he says, it's my people make the mistake. He doesn't say those people. He says, my people. My people make this mistake. And he says, they've committed two evils. One, they've forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. All right, that's the first one that we want to avoid. We don't want to, you know, don't get yourself in the place where you get so distracted by, absorbed by, or affected by the other things that are going on around you. Folks that are going on the trip, this is for us, okay? You know, we're about to walk into the swirl of everything that happens when you travel from one nation to another nation, and there'll be a lot of distractions, a lot of things that encourage you to go off in this direction or that direction with your thoughts and in your speech. You know, but it says, he says, you know, first thing they did, they forsook me. All right, but here's the second one. He says, they did it, and then they went out and they hewed out for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. This propensity that we have to find another way of living that does not make room for God. All right? And if we're going to be this fountain, you know, we need to stay connected to him. We need to be at the place where we honestly can say, you know something? The things that I speak, the things that come forth from my lips are the things that I really believe God has for me to say. How much less would we say in an average day if we just said the things that we believed or felt certain in our hearts were the things God wanted us to say? How much fewer offenses would be caused if we just said, you know something, I'm gonna speak the things that God has for me to say. And perhaps some of the things that get said wouldn't get said. And see, there's this question, it's the big question from the book of James, and we're almost down to the end here, okay? Does a fountain send out from the same opening both fresh and bitter water? You know, see, and it's a decision we make every day. You know, what are we going to be? We're going to be a source of something. One of the churches we minister in Ukraine, it's called Source of Life, you know. And I said, well, and it's interesting because it's Source of Life, Fountain of Life, you know, could be either. And I said, well, you know, it's the same thing, you know, and what are we generating? You know, what is it that is the fruit of our lips, you know, that we're generating and putting out into the world? And so Proverbs gives us some instruction. It says, watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. You know, so understand, you know, that there are times when you can honestly say, it's not my fault. You know, something happened that pushed me in this direction. And that's why I said what I said, or I did what I did, or, you know, lived like I lived. But in the end, like we said in that one scripture, when the invite comes due for your life, you know, for the life that you've lived, the only person who faces God is you. And so when it comes to, you know, what am I going to be the source of in this world? You know, it's that. And that every day we remember the invitation. You know, Jesus said, come. Come to me. You know, every morning before you get those feet on the floor, Jesus is calling, come to me. You know, every night before you hit the hay, you know, Jesus is calling you, come to me. In your worst moment, Jesus is calling, come to me. In your best moment, he's calling you. In the midst of all the distractions, he is calling to you, come to me.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast brought to you every week by Henrietta Christian Fellowship, located at 1085 Middle Road in Rush, New York. If you have a prayer request or a need, we want you to know that we're here for you. Please send us an email at henriettacf@gmail.com. That's henriettacf@gmail.com. Once again, thank you for listening, and God bless.